Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. That comes from Romans 1, 18 through 20. The Apostle Paul writes this declaration about God's wrath being set against every form and act of wickedness, in contrast to the Christians who live by faith. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's power to save everyone from sin. The gospel reveals God's divine love and His grace. All who accept the great gift of God, His amazing grace, live under the righteousness that God has set before mankind. Because God has set the boundaries of right and wrong, good and evil, He will not tolerate nor justify anyone who chooses to abandon the truth for a lie. These holy scriptures tell of God's wrath against any form of unrighteousness, any transgression against the laws that God has ordained. God is truly a loving, gracious, kind, and forgiving God. He is patient, and He offers His mercy. But this passage tells us that God's wrath will fall upon all the sins of mankind. To shun and reject the Heavenly Father's salvation will bring God's wrath. So today, once again, we bring the good news of Jesus Christ. He is the one who calls us out of the dreadful condemnation of sin. He offers freedom from the satanic powers that lead our souls into death. We want to share with you the hope of eternal life through the power of resurrection.
Some in the last days with evil desires scoff at the promise once made. Where is the coming foretold long ago? Where are the trumpets and where are the clouds and why are the dead still in their graves? They have forgotten that long, long ago God with the word all things made. And by that same word present heaven and earth wait for the fire reserved for the judgment and final destruction of ungodly men. Jesus is coming. On the clouds He will ride like the wind. He'll bring. He is coming to some as a foe and to others as friend. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who still are alive will meet to the Lord is like thousands of years, thousands of years like a day. His deepest desire is for all to repent, patiently waiting, not slow in the keeping. The promise will surely soon be fulfilled. The day of the Lord, like a thief in the night, comes with a thunderous sound. The holy invasion with Christ in command floods from the heavens with trumpets resounding and angels proclaiming, Jesus has come. Jesus is coming. On the clouds he will ride like the wind. Oh, yes, he is coming. To some as a foe and to others as friend. The dead in Christ will rise first. And we who still are alive will meet the Lord in the air and join with the angels on high. And join with the angels on high.
Angels on high.
The apostle wrote his own conviction and his confidence in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wrote in that same letter of Romans, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous will live by faith." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." To save mankind from the wrath of God, Jesus left his home in glory with the Father. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to become the one and only sacrifice made possible for the sins of mankind. He offered his body and his blood to redeem mankind from the curse of sin. Listen once again to the scriptures as they share with us how Christ has saved us from God's wrath. "You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by faith you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." It's found in Ephesians chapter 2 that gives us these inspired words. They tell us that we are saved from the wicked paths of sin and are reborn into a new life. And this new way of living honors God. It is a life that demands us to live and accomplish God's will in our life. This is how we are to think when we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body as instruments of righteousness. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." The Bible speaks with clarity that God's wrath will be poured out upon all the ungodliness of this world. His judgment is coming. "The wages of sin is death," the book says, "but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." If we return to the beginning passage of this program, we can read a list of the wickedness that mankind does, which will bring about God's wrath and his judgment. The ungodly world began worshiping the creation rather than the Creator. They turned their hearts to sinful desires. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, the scripture says. Men and women both abandoned the natural relationships with one another, and they followed a lust that led to indecent acts of perversion. The list tells of the unrighteousness that leads to a depraved mind. There's envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossips, slanderers, God-haters, arrogant, ruthless, heartless. And these are just a few of the behaviors, attitudes, and nature of those who live without honoring God. Once again, we emphasize that all the wickedness in this world will fall under the wrath of God. However, there is a salvation from God's wrath. Believing in Jesus leads us in life, and it leads us in a life that bears fruit, the fruit of the Spirit of God, and we live with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Today provides everyone listening with the opportunity to be saved from the wrath of God. And Jesus is calling us. Jesus saves. Has He saved you?
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.